How are you, sir?
Great.
You doing good?
Yes, sir.
Before we talk about your event that's coming up, how is the offseason treating you? We've heard so many words of praise coming your way. Don't let it get to your head.
Can't.
But how's it going?
It's going great. I'm learning a lot of stuff from Jim Tom Sula, so look for a profitable season.
You and I have spoken on several occasions about how tough last year was on you, someone who's a hard-nosed competitor. But you feel you have to go through that at that point in your career, to go through a year like that?
Definitely. It kept me hungry.
In what regard?
It makes me want to go even harder because I still haven't proven myself.
And tell us about your background. It has not been an easy path for you. You're in the NFL, though, yeah. So give us a little of your resume.
I'm a graduate of Alabama A&M University, undrafted free agent.
And what did you work on this offseason?
Mostly my pass rushing and my base blocking and stuff, trying to make sure that I can stop the run, because that's the biggest thing that we have to do right now.
Everybody loves your get-off. Everybody said you're a player that can get after the quarterback. What are some of your goals this year?
Make sure to harass the quarterback as much as possible.
Yeah. Get a little twinkle in your eye. You like hurting a quarterback?
Of course.
Of course you do. You got a big event coming up. Could you talk to us about it?
Oh, it's my birthday party. Doing a birthday bash at Helen Hall. It's a free entry. Just coming out, having a great time, unwind, you know, kind of get your mind off of training camp a little bit, but not too far.
Okay, that's coming up at Helen Hall. When is the date?
May 12th.
May 12th, and all the fans are invited.
Yep, 9 o'clock, be there.
9 o'clock, May 12th, Hale and Hogg, right up the road here in One Loudon, Anth Lanier, birthday bash. How old are you going to be?
24.
24, you're just a kid, man. You know Frank Kearse?
Yes.
Were you there when he was, how many years older than you is he?
He's about 5 or 6 years older than me, but I did follow in his footsteps a lot. He was a great mentor to me going through college and everything, so he's one of the people who really helped me get to the place I am now.
Knowing your ability, I would have thought that you might have gotten some nibbles from the big schools, but you had something else in mind when you went to college. You had more than just football in mind, didn't you?
Right.
Could you talk about it?
Yes, I was a basketball player most of my life. I didn't start playing football actually until my junior year in high school, so I come from a great big basketball family. So that was one of the things I wanted to do when I got to college, and Alabama A&M gave me the opportunity to do it.
What kind of basketball game did you have?
I was more of a bang-up guy, get down in the post, rebound.
All right, so like a power forward, but a little undersized.
Right.
You were undersized.
I was oversized in high school. In college, I was the smallest person in the, down there low. I was like, oh, gosh.
Were you really? So what could you take out of basketball that helped you become a pro football player? Because you think you could have made the NBA?
Yeah, I think I could have, but yeah. I had to make a decision. I took a lot of speed and a lot of aggression, footwork, most definitely.
You mentioned Jim Tom Sula.
Yes.
He's a unique individual.
Yes, he is.
And I'm not going to look back. Let's look forward. What can he do to help this defensive line?
He's going to make sure you stop the run. He's opening up so much of our potential. Just sitting down with us, basically teaching us step by step all the way down to the tee to show us how to be successful.
Now you're into the second phase of this offseason, and coming up we're going to have the OTAs, then mini camp, then we'll get to training camp. How much do you want to hit? You can't hit now. But how much you must really want to go after somebody right now?
Yeah, it's almost like that craving when you walk in the kitchen and you see the cookie jar.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to grab a cookie. So instead you don't grab it. And then the next day you grab two because you missed the day before.
Well, Rich Taylor's standing over. If you want to hit somebody, hit Rich Taylor. He's standing over there. Looks like a pretty good target to me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Great guy.
Last thing for Anthony Lee. Don't forget, May 12th, Hale and Hogg, One Loudon, his birthday bash, 9 o'clock. Be there. Free to get and all kinds of special offers as well. What are you looking forward to most this year? You see some other defensive linemen have been brought in. Not that they're going to steal your thunder, because you're a guy whose potential is sky high, and the organization thinks that. What are your thoughts on this year, man?
I think we're going to do great. You got everybody's going heading in the same direction. Everybody's on the same page. So everything will fall together, and hopefully make fans happy as possible.